Keep calm and carry on. That's the message from the federal government as it enacts its pandemic preparedness plan, preempting a potential declaration of more widespread coronavirus outbreaks. While a pandemic is yet to be declared, the Prime Minister says Australia will be on the front foot if we see an outbreak here. And today, state and territory health ministers are meeting to discuss stockpiling medication and plans for fever clinics in hospitals. Isabel Rowe reports.
The World Health Organisation is yet to declare the coronavirus a pandemic, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia is one step ahead.
We're effectively operating now on the basis that there is one.
The federal government has enacted an emergency plan that allows the country to start preparing for a potential influx of coronavirus patients. It involves the ramping up of checks on incoming plane passengers and checking stockpiles of medicines and face masks required to prevent the spread of the virus. The Australian Medical Association's South Australian President, Dr. Chris Moy, says it's sensible preparation.
The problem would be is if we have a complete uncontrolled spread of a relatively infectious condition, the health system would suddenly be hit by too many people that are unwell and very sick at the same time. So what we can do in this next phase is to really slow this down so the health system can actually cope with it over a longer period of time rather than one hit.
In response to the decision to preempt a pandemic, the World Health Organization says it's up to each country's government to make that call. The WHO told the ABC,
"We are encouraged by the continued decline in cases in China. We remain concerned about the increasing signs of transmission outside China, and we are calling on all countries to invest urgently in preparedness for the arrival of cases."
There's only 8 people in Australia who are currently sick or recovering from coronavirus, and they're all in a stable condition. But there are concerns that number could increase rapidly if the virus spreads across several countries that don't currently have travel restrictions to Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says until that happens, it's business as usual for the general public.
There is no need for us to be moving towards not having mass gatherings of people. You can still go to the football, you can still go to the cricket, and you can go out for a Chinese meal. You can do all of these things because Australia has acted quickly.
The federal opposition maintains there is bipartisan support for whatever action is necessary to prevent the spread of coronavirus in Australia. But Shadow Health Minister Chris Bowen says the government's emergency coronavirus plan isn't anything new.
It's quite appropriate the government moves towards implementing it, but it's not, I don't regard it as a very significant development.
And he's accusing the Prime Minister of using the announcement as a distraction from a series of allegations further linking Scott Morrison to the ongoing sports grants funding scandal.
And all it was the reheating of a document that had already been released on a day that there were more damaging revelations in Parliament.
As well as preparing hospitals, Border Force has been asked to report back to the government on how it would go about screening plane passengers from around the world for the virus, should that become necessary.
Isabel Rowe reporting there.